with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It's Breakfast Rolls with Cooper and Una. And the mood in the studio this morning was an odd one because Una was at me.
You're very sensitive this morning.
Am I?
I'm just the usual way I am, you know?
I kindly asked you, would you like headphones? And you went, no, why?
I don't remember. You're taking issue with my tone. Oh my God, I have to watch myself around you now.
You said I'm very observant as well earlier on.
You are very observant.
We're going out for a little walk in the sunshine this morning. It was beautiful out
beautiful
today. And I made an observation about the switch, which is a bit dodgy on the door. And you're like, Jesus, do you notice everything?
Yeah.
And then like, I got to pee. So I'm standing outside the door waiting for you. And then I turn around and say, where's she gone? And there you were. You didn't even see me standing outside. You're the most unobservant person.
I am. I admit this. I'm way in la-la land most of the time. I don't know what's going on around me. Whereas you, on the other hand, my friend, are Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could put me on the side of a pitch and I'd be able to spot a, never mind the VAR, the Hawkeye thing with the hurling and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be on ball. So I would be.
On the ball.
All right. You ready to get into
the
show? All right. Hey, up your bribe game.
Una, you received something in the post yesterday, and I'm a little bit concerned about this.
Yeah, so I received a package yesterday.
Big package.
Yeah.
Big brown.
I wasn't expecting a package, so I was super excited to open said package because I hadn't ordered anything. So I opened the package, and there's a beautiful card. Now, this is a gorgeous card. It has four happy faces on it.
Smiley face,
all different colours. Fab. Dear Una, I just wanted to send you something that might come in useful to you in the mornings. Hopefully you and especially Cooper and Jonah will be very happy with these.
I also put in
a little something in for you too. Please enjoy. An avid iRadio listener. So, you can imagine my excitement.
What was in the package?
Do you really want to know?
I'm waiting with held breath.
A lunchbox.
Huh?
Tupperware. Three lunchboxes. One for me, one for Donald, one for you.
Handy.
And
is this so you can put your leaky fish in instead of just putting in tinfoil?
Hey, the leaky fish happened one time and I wasn't aware the tinfoil wasn't waterproof. So,
because you clearly didn't do living in life.
yeah. So anyway, and I was like, that's so sweet. That is absolutely lovely.
So three kind of, are they actual Tupperware or knockoff Tupperware?
I don't know what's the difference because I'm
One is a brand, one isn't.
Right.
Does it say
it's plastic.
Okay, so we'll never know.
So it's a lunchbox. So this is all. I was delighted. This is lovely. This is wonderful. But then there's a PS.
Oh, a PS.
A PS.
Oh, here we go.
Any chance you could stick my name on the Harry Styles list? Much appreciated.
Wow. Consider blocked. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
You cannot bribe us.
What a chancer. Absolutely. I love it. But I don't know who you are. You didn't leave a name. So even if I wanted to, I couldn't. Oh, sorry. There is one name. There is the first name. I'm not going to read it out. But yeah. Wild.
It's a nice attempt.
It is a nice attempt. At bribery.
What a beautiful, thoughtful gift as well. How many purple snacks in that pack are left?
Ooh, I know. I think it's a 12-pack.
12-pack of purple snacks.
12-pack of purple snacks.
Very good.
Keep you going for a couple of days.
And three plastic tubs,
and
which
three
you're not
plastic
too sure
tubs.
If the brand Tupperware.
Yeah, but there, we can, listen, they'll do for me snacks that I bring in every day in the plastic bag, won't they?
But I
have to say, though, for a bribe, like, I mean, it's such an amazing prize.
Yeah.
Harry Styles tickets in Amsterdam.
Whereabouts is he?
Amsterdam.
If you want to go and see Harry Styles in Amsterdam. Yeah.
I know. I just think they could have thrown in something a little bit extra, like, you know,
50 quid or something.
Like even a score. Do you know what I mean? I'm joking. So I do not accept bribes.
How much is a score?
20 quid, you looter.
I said 50 and you said maybe 20.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Higher, Una.
Okay.
Think higher.
€50. Yeah.
Should have seen what I got to put somebody's name into cash machine. My God. No, unfortunately, we can't accept bribes, but we do
thank
appreciate
you, though,
the presents.
Thank you. Yes, lovely.
That is funny. Gives one of those purpose signs.
No.
Una was talking about somebody who's trying to bribe her. We got a package. Sorry, you got the package in.
I got the package. A beautiful card. Four smiley faces on the card. Lovely message.
Yeah.
From an avid iRadio listener. She says, I just wanted to send you something that might come in useful to you in the mornings. Hopefully you and especially Cooper and Dolan will be very happy with these. And I also put a little something extra in for you too. So there. So purple slacks. Woo woo. Score.
And lunchboxes.
And lunchboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is just a lot. There is a PS postscript.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Any chance you could stick my name on the Harry Styles list there? Cheers. Much appreciated. Thanks a million. Go on.
How very dare you, Lisa. Good morning.
Lisa.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, my, I love the audacity.
I love this.
The Leroy.
Well, sure, look, a girl has to try, you know.
Damn right.
You're trying to make me into a criminal, Lisa, are you?
Not at all, Una. I wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah,
right. Dream of it. You bought your package, you posted. there are all the terms and conditions for the rules for the competition are on iRadio.ie, and of course, bribery should be in there. But
I couldn't find them.
Yeah, but you have been lucky enough to actually been put into the draw, though, have you?
Yes, I have.
So who did you bribe? Was it Dave and Fanula, was
can't
it?
Say. Huh?
Dave and
Fanula.
Oh,
no,
my can't
days.
Say who I did.
Yeah, they're very bribeable, Dave and Fanula.
Oh, very bribeable. Yeah.
See the cars are driving around, brand new cars.
You.
But so, listen, you know Una inside out, the purple snacks, the leaky fish.
Well, was that? Yep. Did you send me the lunchbox because of the leaky fish?
I did, Una, yes.
Oh, thanks very much. That's really thoughtful of you.
Yes.
Really thoughtful.
And the stinky eggs and whatever else you do.
Stinky
in there.
Yeah. Do you know what, actually, we need, if you can find a bigger box that we can just put Una into.
And that means I'll have a look.
Yeah, that means that we can run a cable into it. And so we can, so she can eat her eggs
they're
in
very
a box.
Mean,
they're aren't they very mean to me all the time?
They are,
yeah, they are. And Cooper's saying I have a tone on me today. A tone.
You do.
Huh?
You don't.
No, I have standards. Wow. That's what I have.
All right, we'll leave it there. She's waving her fist at me. Lisa, thank you so much for trying
thank
to bribe
so
us.
Thank you so much, yeah.
I appreciate it. Let me lift you
high mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
So there you go. If you want to bribe Una, you know what to do. She's looking for cash.
Yeah. Score will do.
That was funny. All right, 35% of young people say that this is something that is awkward about when they meet their partner's parents. Okay, we need to try and figure out what the answer is to this. Love to get some lovely voice notes from you this morning on 087 1102 107. Donal, what's happening?
35% of young people say this is the most awkward thing about meeting their partner's parents. We've all been in that situation.
Oh. Them seeing what car you drive. Oh.
I wouldn't care about that.
No. Some people do.
Yeah. Not the answer, no.
All
right, is it having to eat in front of them?
Oh.
And you might spill something.
You would.
Yeah.
Any snack accidents today?
Yeah. I don't know. How am I looking? There's a little one.
A snack accident is where you've covered yourself in the food that you're eating on your clothes.
Usually coffee or chocolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's usually a daily thing for you.
You keep wearing white as well.
I like white. It's a nice, fresh, bright colour.
Yeah, and the food that you eat likes it as well. Sometimes you can hear it jump out of your mouth going, yippee!
It's not eating in front of them, no.
Okay,
so what is the question again?
35% of young people say this is the most awkward thing about meeting the partner's parents. What is it?
Is it a that awkward kind of hug and you've never met them before, but they're really over-friendly? They're like, hi, nice to meet you. Then they give you a big hug, you're just like, oh, Jesus!
See, I like
what's
that.
Wrong with that? That's really nice.
But you don't know them.
And you're like, get out of my space.
Yes. Yeah. Don't be getting all up in my business.
No, it's not.
It's not.
That's nice. That's a good.
Nice.
If you're
going
for the handshake and they give you a hug, it's like, this is good.
Handshake is fine, or a high five, or a fist bump. But the first time you meet your kid's parents or meeting your other half's parents, you don't get a hug from them.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry for your children.
There you go.
I was going, something else.
I feel sorry for you.
Your children. Mm. When they bring home partners, you're just going to be really cold and judgy.
No, I won't. Oh. I'm not going to go in for a hug when it's not called for.
You are so cold. Well, me personally,
you're hugging a stranger.
I'm a hugger, not a shaker. Yeah, it's good to hug. You're supposed to be spreading love and light into the universe all the time. Giving hugs is what we should be doing.
No wonder you're always getting sick hugging strangers.
I can't come in today, boys. Why? I was out hugging strangers again.
Hugging trees and strangers.
All right. Look at us. We've lost the track of our thoughts and we've got off the topic. Yeah. What is the question?
35% of young people say this is the most awkward thing about meeting the partner's parents. What is it?
087-1102-107. What you reckon it is? Our survey says this morning we're trying to figure out this.
35% of young people say this is the most awkward thing about meeting the partner's parents.
There's a load of guests coming in on 087-1102-107. Send your voice notes. It'd be lovely to hear your voice. About being told all the embarrassing stories about when they were younger, they used to wear this and they did this. Let me get out the photo book.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is cringe.
I've got so many weapons.
Huh?
I've got so many weapons of pictures of the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, if that's going to be the case, I'll show them the picture when you did this.
No, it's not the answer. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Tasha in Kildare says, is it wondering if the mother is looking at you thinking, don't you dare seduce my son, don't you take him away, he's my baby boy, says every Irish mother, lol.
Oh.
I can kind of see that. I get that. Yeah.
You'd be protective over little Jamie.
Over little Jamie, yeah.
I said,
you stay with me forever.
Oh, God.
You're one of them.
Okay, I'm just going to tune out of the...
What do you mean?
19th of March, 2026. When Una first scarred her son.
I did scar him, no.
All right, 087-1102-107. 35% of people say this is the most awkward thing about meeting their partner's parents. What is it? Okay, let's try and figure out the answer to this question this morning.
35% of young people say this is the most awkward thing about meeting the partner's parents. What is it?
Is it knocking on the front door instead of texting them and telling them you're outside? Because they're socially awkward, all these kids nowadays. Yeah, get off the phones, talk to people, be able to communicate properly.
Ah, it's the way of life now, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Wouldn't you prefer a warning that they're coming all the same? Yeah. You know what I mean? I think we should all give a warning if we're going over to someone else's house. Do you know, just a quick text message. They'll be arriving.
This is so you can clean up.
So you do the panic clean.
Is that it?
It's not it, okay. No.
Linda says, is it getting awkward over the sleeping arrangements when you first stay over in their house? Yeah. Oh, God.
We set up a spare room for you. Yeah, oh, thanks.
Oh, can I not stay in their room? No. Oh, okay, fine.
Awkward.
Okay. It have to be, you know, if you're left with the parents for the first time, say your partner goes to the loo or something and all of a sudden it's like being interrogated by the police. the lamp is in your face saying, what's your intentions with our Maureen? Have you got road frontage and you can provide for her?
Maureen. I love that Maureen.
That's not the answer.
Okay,
no.
We need the answer, please, Donald.
The answer is figuring out what to call them. 35% of young people say that's the most awkward thing. Is it Mr... What's it
saying? No, is it's it? Mum and Dad.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Rhyme it this morning. The competition has heated up. The top score this week was 5 to beat. That's to get the entire contents of Una's drawers. What could be in your drawers this week? Who knows? Promises of purple snacks if they last until tomorrow. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, there will definitely be purple snacks.
Because there is some there and I see them peeking out of your drawers, but they are open.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, every now and then you hear the... You're sucking on the purple snacks. Mm-hmm. So listen, let's see how Ian from Tullamore got on playing Rhyme It.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Sing it.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Nice, love that. Good morning, Ian, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. We were just chatting during a bit of Selena Gomez there. You're in a movie at the moment, which is on Amazon Prime, as a zombie. What's the name of the movie?
Follow the Dead.
Follow the Dead.
Well, and were you a talking zombie?
No, no. I was just one of the extras.
Okay. Did you get to do a few shouts, like, or make zombie noises or anything?
What's a zombie noise sound like?
Attacking. Just moaning, like a lot of moaning, really.
Okay, go on.
Sure, it was a zombie movie.
Give us a go. Give us a go. Go on. Go on. Pretty good.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Una, you should do your zombie one.
Have a zombie
go
one.
Go brains. Brains. Oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, myself and Una play zombies at about midday every day. Did you just hit yourself in the face with the microphone?
I did. Yeah.
Because after being up at 4:30, when it gets to midday, we're just like zombies.
You need your coffee.
Damn right. You're a chef as well, speaking of coffee. I'm sure you drink plenty of coffee to keep you going in the kitchen.
Oh, definitely.
What is your...
Definitely.
What's your favourite and laziest dish to make?
I like to do Cajun chicken, which is like just put the flour, the egg, and then Cajun mix, and then fry it, which everybody seems to like it.
Oh, but that I mainly do, lovely.
Yeah, I do a nice Cajun chicken burger. If you cut the breast...
Yes, that's what we do.
Slice it in half, makes it more tender. And if you do it from one of those like oven bags as well, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mansplaining that to me, how to cook a chicken burger.
Wow.
I'm joking, I'm joking.
I'll tell you what, Ian, do you want to swap? I'll come and work in whatever kitchen it is. And you can come in here and put up with this attitude. And if you don't mind the smell of old eggs, either.
Can I bring me sage in with me?
Yeah, no, I am bringing my sage in tomorrow because we need to sage the studio because there's some bad energy going on in here today. And your man over there, he's got tones.
It's
Una,
it's Una's tones. We'll explain later on. Okay, come here, Ian. You have got to get the highest score of the week. So Ruth yesterday got 5. We're going to give you a word, and you have to answer every question that rhymes with that word. You're going to have 30 seconds, and when the klaxon goes off, that is when your 30 seconds are up. Do you understand the rules?
Yeah.
Good. Your word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Hate. H-A-T-E.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, your 30 seconds start now.
Another word for your friend.
Mate.
The Long Wall in China is what?
Pass.
A type of tile you may have on your roof.
Slate.
A type of train delivering goods.
Freight.
When you don't wake up in time, you'll be running what?
Late.
When you meet someone and like them, you might ask them on a what?
Date.
If you're fishing, you use this to catch the fish.
Bait.
Time is up. There ain't no denying that, Paxton.
Ah, come
for
on.
Sure. No, Una?
Was that not on the nose,
It was not on the nose. That was 5, so you're now joint place with yesterday's person, which was Ruth. So you and Ruth are currently in joint position. You're going to have to fight it out in the car park if nobody beats the score tomorrow. Which is got to be a cool way to do it.
Queensby rules.
Yeah. I do these quizzes every week, and if there's two teams that have the same score at the end of it,
yeah,
and like because the prizes are like a round of drinks for the team, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, there's nothing really at stake here, so I'm just like, I get them to come up on the stage and do rock, paper, scissors.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that we do. We've done dance-offs as well to settle who actually wins.
Oh, that's cool. Ian and Ruth can come in and have a sing-off or something.
No,
or,
no, they're fighting.
Definitely.
They're fighting.
Or you could bring your Cajun chicken and see.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, because she accused us of mansplaining her to me.
No, I wasn't talking to Ian, I was talking to you.
I was talking to Ian.
No, mansplaining.
All right, Ian, well done. Thank you so much for coming on and having some fun with us this morning.
And yourself, a good day, Matt, guys.
All right, cheers, bye-bye. If you would like to come on and play Rhyme It with us tomorrow, if you reckon you can beat that score of 5, that you could have got those answers out quicker than Ian did. And Ruth yesterday, 087-1102-107 to play the game.
You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Actually, I forgot that we spoke about your tone on the show as well. You got to have a listen to this, check it out. Beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Came into work today with a pep in my step, because knowing that today's weather was going to be really nice. And I'm not feeling the pep anymore because of the tone in the room.
What are you talking about?
You.
The you know, tone. That's just my voice, but I have to deal with you before 9 a.m.
Just listen to the tone. Listen to the tone.
No. Joking.
JK. Because first thing this morning was when I came in and I said, oh, are you okay for headphones? And you literally went, why?
No, it wasn't. You didn't say it like that. You okay for headphones? You said, do you have headphones or something? And I was like, I didn't say yeah, why? I just said yeah. So.
No, you did ask
you
why.
You did say why.
Yeah, why?
Oh, did I?
Yeah. That's why we're doing an intervention on the radio about you and your attitude.
My attitude?
I'm just making sure that you're comfortable and you've got everything that you need and then you snap at me.
I didn't mean to snap at you. Yeah, it's just, I probably wasn't listening to you. I don't know.
Wouldn't be like you.
Yeah.
And then when I was talking to Ian, who's a chef, and I was telling him, like, what's my favourite way of cooking chicken, you jumped down both myself and Ian's throat saying,
nope.
Nobody asked you to mansplain it there, Cooper.
Don't you bring Ian into this. I was lovely to Ian. Me and Ian got on grand. It was you. Ian just said, yeah, my favourite thing to cook is Cajun chicken. And he said, you fry it with a bit of that and it sounded lovely. And then you come on. Well, no, because you have
to. I never said no.
You have to slice the chicken first, you know. You slice it first, and then you do this, and then you need to get a bag and shake it in the bag, right? You may as well have given out all of the measurements and instructions you went into so much detail. Yawn. I'm joking. I am. Now, that is a joke. Dude, you got to lighten up a bit.
Ian has just sent a message into us here at 0871 102 107.
Yeah.
He wants to know where he can lodge an official complaint against you. Oh, don't worry, Ian. I'll share the email with you.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
So this morning we had a listener get in touch because they were having a problem with the housemate and hiding toilet roll and putting bread in the fridge. So many different problems here. Hiding the toilet roll, keeping them in their room, why they're not splitting it, I don't know. But we got your opinion on this. Getting it off your chest.
Someone's having issues, you know, with their housemate, buddy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. So this comes from Finn in Galway. And Finn says, hey gang, so something I'd like to get off my chest is that my housemate is driving me nuts. I'm hoping it's just teething problems. We're good pals from college. We just moved in together and we decided we do a kitty for our house essentials like bread, milk, toilet roll, etc. There's no toilet roll holders or cupboard in the bathroom.
Why?
Okay, dude. So she puts all the loo roll in a press in her room. This has caught me out a few times, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
Pure madness. I've asked her to put them in the loo and she says no because it would be disgusting to leave them on the ground and that she has space in her room, so what's the problem? Very annoying. Also, went to make a sandwich the other night. Couldn't find the bread anywhere. Lo and behold, where was the bread? In the fridge. I kid you not.
Sorry, where was the bread?
In the fridge.
In the fridge, okay.
Yeah. I mean, first world problems, but still super annoying. What can I do? Finn in Galway.
What's the problem? What's wrong with the bread in the fridge?
Well, what's next storing tea bags in the freezer? I mean...
Why would you store tea bags in the freezer?
Like, why would you put bread into the fridge? Like, it would come out with the taste of fridge off it. There'd be a smell of fridge off the bread.
What the hell does your fridge do?
It makes the bread feel more raw. It's disgusting, as my four-year-old twins would say.
Well, you're probably going to hate what I'm going to tell you now.
Go on.
I keep it in the freezer. And I use it as I need it. Yeah.
You keep it in the freezer?
Yeah, you know, the one under the fridge.
Well, what happens if you want a sandwich?
I usually have toasty sandwiches. I don't have a raw bread sandwich, whatever it's called.
I do enjoy a raw bread sandwich.
No.
Oh, I do. No. Especially a fresh bread. You're ruining the bread. Like, you have taken something so wonderful and comforting and you have made it bleak and you have destroyed it by putting it in your fridge and freezer. I'm speaking to you and Finn's housemate. Finn's housemate and you.
0871 102 107. Where do you keep your bloody bread?
No, watch it. And also, the story with the... with the loo roll as well.
Yeah, now I think the loo roll should be kept either in the bathroom in a little basket or something, or in a toilet roll holder, or in the hot press.
There is no toilet roll holder.
They're less than a tenner in the shop. Buy one or a basket. buy one, a box, put it in something.
Yeah, okay. That's, I suppose that's practical advice there, Finn. Buy toilet roll holder.
Yeah. Like, come on. I know things are expensive these days. Or even, I don't know.
Just hide your own in your own.
Or you, get the broom and put the broom in the toilet, in the toilet, and put the toilet rolls down on that. There you go.
Oh, that'll be funky.
There you go. It will be funky.
Funky.
Clean up. Yeah. More ways than you thought. All right, 087-112-107. Somebody's got in contact looking to get something off the chest this morning.
Yeah, so Finn in Galway is having issues with his housemate, who they're pals from college, as she, they don't have a toilet roll holder. So she is keeping all the toilet roll in her room. So I presume when he needs to go, he has to ask for the toilet roll. And also she puts the bread. They share a house kitty for essentials. And she puts the bread in the fridge, which I think is sick and is wrong. Sick and wrong.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying keep it in the freezer. No. The bread in the freezer.
Wendy in Galway, the solution for the toilet paper, he should just buy his own.
But they're sharing and they're splitting it. So it's not buying their own. So like...
He's going to have to say, listen, I'm just going to buy my own for now. But that could cause issues. She might get offended.
I'm going to say, why doesn't he just keep half of the toilet paper in his room?
Yeah, that's a good solution.
There you go. We can wrap this up then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's asked her and she says, she did say, look, that she has room in her room. So what's the problem?
Room in a room for like 8 rolls of toilet paper. Go you, girl.
As for the bread, you should not put it in the fridge. This has been clarified on Big Bang Theory by Sheldon. So you can just go look that up. And yeah, if you're only toasting your sandwiches or whatever, then yeah, keep it in the freezer. But yeah, raw bread sandwiches are peak. Love you guys, bye.
So Wendy's saying keep the bread in the freezer, and why don't you keep a bread in the fridge?
You shouldn't keep your bread in the refrigerator. Staleness is caused by crystallization of the starch molecules, which occurs faster at cool temperatures.
On Earth, we'd say thank you.
There you go. All right, we've all been learnt. So there you go. Keep them coming. 087-112-107. Got a message from Finn having a go because Finn's got a new housemate.
He does. So he says, I just want to get something off my chest. My housemate is driving me nuts. We're good pals from college. We just moved in together and we decided we'd do a kitty for house essentials like bread, milk, toilet paper, etc. There's no toilet roll holders or a cupboard in the bathroom, so she puts all the new roll in a press in her own bedroom. This has caught me out a few times, if you know what I mean. We do. Pure madness. I've asked her to put them in the loo and she says no, that would be disgusting to leave them on the ground and that she has space in her room, so what's the problem? Very annoying. Also went to make a sandwich the other night. Oh, couldn't find the bread anywhere. Lo and behold, where was the bread? In the fridge. I kid you not. Please help, Finn in Galway. Finn, okay. I mean... I'm really feeling your pain.
Okay, go on.
Whatever about the whole toilet roll situation, I mean, what she's doing to the bread is actually cruelty to the bread. Like, you're eating fridge bread. The texture of fridge bread would give you, like, a serious ick. It would actually make you gag. Because my friend gave me freezer bread recently.
Freezer or fridge, there's a difference.
Freezer bread toasted.
Oh, yeah.
And I spat it out. Right?
Oh, would you stop being melodramatic?
I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it. It was gank. I actually went out and bought my own loaf of bread. But listen, it might be toasty
you're
on the outside.
A special person.
It might be toasty on the outside, yeah. Right? But it might be like raw bready Baltic on the inside.
What?
Yeah, because it's you're not happening. An expert, Cooper. You are not an expert on the bread. So you don't know
I've never had bread that was like that, though. Like, if I'm doing a toasty, I do like to have it fluffy on the inside and crispy on the outside.
Fluffy on the inside? It's not a pancake.
I never said it was. But I do like me fluffy pancakes. And no, I'm not a bread expert, Una. But we all know, what we like, and we don't like stale, moldy bread either. So,
why would you be having stale, moldy bread?
Exactly. So keep it in the freezer and just use it as you need it.
The fridge is worse than the freezer.
And plan ahead, so you know there's going to be bread needed for your sandwich at lunch, whatever. So take a couple of slices out and have it ready to go when you get home.
Or just be normal and keep your bread in the bread bin.
Stop it. Okay, WhatsApp 087-112-107. There's no talking to you today whatsoever. You know it. You're in some sort of...
I am not.
You've got the Una shield up today, that's for sure. Anything anybody says is like...
No, that's true.
I do what Cooper does, put it in the freezer.
Do you hear that?
If I'm doing a sandwich, I toast it.
Yeah.
But if you put bread in the fridge, it actually goes stale quicker.
Goes down quickly.
So I was right. Yeah.
Nuts, and I knew a family that defrosted their turkey beside the toilet, and I mean beside the toilet.
Oh God, that's a bit fresh now.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
I actually got to see it. We're like,
Oh God. Who's defrosting their turkey beside the toilet? That's absolutely gross. Oh God. Okay. All right. Let this debate continue. All right. Plan ahead for your sandwiches, and you know.
Just plan ahead for your sandwiches. You can't always plan. You might get hangry at some stage in the day when you didn't think you were going to be hangry. And hey, maybe that's what's wrong with me right now.
Do you not have a set time to cheese every day?
No!
You bring me so much joy. How annoyed you get at that.
You can't have a set time to eat every day. No, fine, dinner time you might have. But like, you might get peckish at another time. You might want to have a little sneaky slice. Huh?
That doesn't mean you have to have it.
What do you mean? If you're hungry, don't eat?
Yeah, like you have your breakfast, your lunch.
Or you want to tell me to go fasting now or something? Is that what you're saying?
I would never tell you to do anything. We got a message in from Finn in Galway who wanted to get something off their chest.
Yeah, so his housemate is basically taking the toilet paper and putting it in her room because they don't have a toilet roll holder in the bathroom or a cupboard to place it. And he's been caught short a few times. But we're kind of having to dress that. We haven't unpacked that part of it. But we're mainly focusing on the bread. So they have a kitty and so for house essentials. But his housemate puts their bread in the fridge and it's driving him crazy. She says it's to keep it fresh.
Yes.
Like, fridge bread is wrong.
Wasn't fridge bread explained on Big Bang Theory?
You shouldn't keep your bread in the refrigerator. Staleness is caused by crystallization of the starch molecules, which occurs faster at cool temperatures.
So there you go.
That's
the refrigerator, but in the freezer it's different. So it just freezes it solid, so done. And then you just usually you put in the toast straight away or whatever.
You see, that doesn't work either because my friend tried to pawn me off that with freezer toast the other day, and it was
freezer toast.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I actually spit it out, and I was like, "Don't ever do that to me again." And
I went and bought my own slice for dinner someday. Just to see how
she's one of my besties, so you can do what you want, like in front.
Where do you keep your bread?
Where do I keep my bread?
Yeah, just out of interest. Everyone's asking.
In a drawer.
You keep your bread in a drawer?
It's a big drawer. I've got a big drawer.
Got a bread drawer?
No, it's bread. I keep bread and eggs. And what else do I keep there?
Oh.
Crackers. And
what kind of drawer is it?
It's a big one.
And where is the drawer? Is the drawer beside a fridge or the oven or anything like that? Or where is the drawer?
It's under the island.
An island. You've got a bread drawer in your island.
It's just a big drawer that I just kind of fling everything into. And it's handy because it's right beside the cutlery and the plates.
That's very handy.
It is very handy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got your triangle going on there in your... Oh, no, you don't have a triangle in your island. Your oven, your sink, and then your...
I don't have any of those in my island. Nah. It's just a board just where I put stuff.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, you keep the bread on a bread bun.
So a lot of people saying in the bread bin, yours is practically a bread bin.
Mine is practically a bread bin, yeah. No. Do you know someone gave me a present of a bread bin and I was really insulted, but I appreciated it then afterwards.
I don't like a bread bin because the bread bin, it gets warm in there and like the bread is getting warm in your drawer as well. That means more chance of it getting a bit mouldy and manky. Like.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those.
What?
You put your bread in the fridge.
Freeze? No, in the freezer.
In the freezer, right. It's okay.
You know, social media superstar, and he's on Britain's Got Talent, KSI.
Yeah.
He never heard of a bread bin.
In a bread bin.
What?
So not in the fridge?
Yeah, but in bin.
Yeah, like a bread bin. You don't know what a bread bin is?
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
I'm definitely certain that a bread bin is a certified household object.
What, as in a bin where you put your trash?
As in a bin where you put your bread. What your bread bin is, man?
I don't think it exists.
Should we Google it?
Let's go, yeah. Ask Siri, does a bread bin exist?
All right, here we go.
Hey, Siri, what is a bread bin?
Bread bin means a container for keeping bread in.
That's such bullshit.
All right. That's wild.
Listen, I hope they resolve their issues and that he splits the toilet roll and keeps some in his room. I don't know why he's not doing that. And pop your bread in the freezer. Don't keep it in the bin or in the fridge. There you go.
Bad advice from you. Maybe, listen, Finn, I don't know, maybe you should move out or find yourself a new housemate who doesn't do crazy things like put their bread in the fridge.
There you go. So if you need advice, always ask you. And you know, if you can't put up with their toilet roll storage habits and their bread storage habits during a housing crisis, just move out.
Or get them
find
to move
your
out.
Own place.
Yeah,
tell find them, your own place.
Yeah, move out with your bread, the fridge bread, and you're hogging the toilet rolls. I can't go to the toilet because you've hogged them all.
Get anything off your chest. 087-110-7.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that, my friends, is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. Did you have fun today, Una?
So much fun.
Are you going to come in tomorrow, it being a Friday, with a different attitude?
Yes, I'll have a Friday vibes attitude.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to be frightened to ask, do you need headphones?
But don't then.
You can check out all of our podcasts on the new Go Loud app. Thanks for listening. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio.